everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's had a wonderful day. Just want to lift the Lord up and just thank Him for another beautiful day He's given us. Good to see y'all this evening. Those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We're going to get ready for service this evening. Again, as we start out our service, we all want to go to the Lord in prayer. Remember those that are sick and shut in, all the prayer requests going by. We can look out through the congregation. And there are those that I know that are sick at home and not able to be with us. Let's keep them in our prayers. Let's all stand if you can. We go to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Anyone on the left side? Yes, Brother Tony. Absolutely. We definitely will. Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anyone or back in the box. Alrighty. Yes. Alrighty. I know there are many more, and God knows each and every one of them. So if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Brother Tony, would you lead us in opening prayer, please? Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise His holy name. While you're standing, if you will, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Give them a chance to set up. I hadn't.
By and by, now when you feel a little prayer will turn it, and you'll know a little.
be seated if you can. I think of that song, I think of the availability that Jesus is to us, and how you never get a busy signal. He's always there when you call on His holy name. Praise God, praise God. We're going to get ready, take up the evening offerings. I do have one announcement here. Don't forget this next Sunday night, the 26th, Brother TJ will be ministering to us at next Sunday night. Looking forward to it. Be in much prayer for each and every one of our services, but make plans to come and support a Brother TJ. So praise God, praise God. Get ready to take up our offering. Praise the Lord. Brother Trey, you want to? Is that a no? Okay. Brother Jim? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Just go ahead and say, this is a new song. I figured y'all would be excited about that. I'm nervous. I'm real nervous. I've practiced it, and so if I mess up, y'all just bear with me. If I seem a little shaky, it's because I am. Thank you there, bud. No one knows what the Lord foresees, but I know He knows what's best for me in His time, in His time.
There's victory for me.
Just like Job in ashes he sang, sores on his body, he lost all he had. His wife said, why don't you curse God and die? But Job was firm in the things he replied. In his time, in his time, there's victory for. To the lilies below. Then springtime passes as winter unfolds, but there is no life in the Bible, we're told. In His time, in His time, there's victory for me. one knows what the Lord to see. But I know He knows what's best for me in His time. In His time, there's victory for me. Oh, in His time, there's victory for me.
Up and the song, and then we'll call on Miss Karen after.
Testing. It's good to be here tonight. Y'all pray for me. I'm nervous too. This microphone right here. Go that way. It's wanting to go down. Let's see if I can get it to stay. There we go. There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me home. It's the light from that great lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I sing it with, thank God for the lighthouse. My life to Him. King Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His great light around me, and I might clearly see. If it wasn't for that lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Now everybody that lives around us, they say tear that old lighthouse down. You know the big ship, they don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round. But then my mind goes back to all those stormy nights when just in time I saw its great light. Is the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. King Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, He has
Sing, He will carry you. There is no problem so hard God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight to me. All who are weary, and I will give you rest. There is no problem so hard God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He
certainly carry ours. Amen. If you would be pulling up number 50. Jesus, hold my hand. You know, when I was very, very small, and I can still remember being small, and I can remember things then that better than I can remember yesterday. There were times I did not want Daddy holding my hand, even when I was really, really small and needed to have my hand held. And that was usually when I was about to do something or go in a direction that might cause harm to me or might be a warning or a danger. And then there was times I wanted Daddy to hold my hand. For instance, if we were somewhere and, it was dark and, I'd just kind of get over a little bit closer to him and have him... I'd reach up sometime and hold his hand. And I was thinking about that as I was over there playing and listening to the wonderful songs tonight, and how that, you know, I think sometimes we'd just rather the Lord not hold our hand right now. You know what I mean? Just give us a little bit of slack and maybe do something or go somewhere or something. I'll get back with you. And then there's times we're searching for him to hold our hand. But, you know, the best way around that is just to let him hold our hand all the time and just not get too far from him. So number 52 bears that out. Jesus, hold my hand. I know it's an old song, but it's good. good meaning. I don't know.
E flat.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. For he leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the cross of Calvary. And this would be my prayer, Lord, each day. Help me do the best that I can. For I need God be day and night, blessing Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. Lord, I need thee every hour. Well, through this pilgrim land, oh, take me by thy power. Oh, hear my feeble plea. And the Lord, look down on me. That's what I need in prayer. I hope to meet you there, mercy Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, let me travel in the light divine, that I may see the blessed way. Oh, and keep me that I may be holy thine. Sing redemption song someday. Well, I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take my stand. As I onward go, and every meet before mercy, Jesus, hold my hand. Sing it to him. Jesus, hold my hand. What I need, the every hour, all through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Oh, hear my feeble plea, blessed Lord, lay down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I wander through the valley dim toward the setting of the sun, just lead me safely to that land of rest, if I crown up my path one. Well, I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach that golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Mercy, Jesus, hold my hand. Sing it, church. Oh, Jesus, please hold my hand. Lord, I need thee every hour. Let me in the land. Protect me by the valley so dim toward the setting of the sun. Just lead me safely to the land of rest, if I found a life and one. Oh, I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach that golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Mercy, Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Lord, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power.
that. Just give him a hand wave. Come on, praise the Lord in the house tonight. We couldn't make it without Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My, my, my. I do not know what that fella or lady was going through when they penned the words of that song, but I know one thing. By the time they got through writing it, they got deliverance and victory. Amen. You can't help but get victory after singing that song. Jesus, hold my hand. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord praise in the house. Do you love him? So good to see you here tonight. We appreciate you being here. And this morning's service was wonderful. And we thank God for the singing. And I want to get into the word of the Lord tonight. In this earth and its earthly trials that we encounter, there are times when things begin to multiply and things begin to get on the nerves of maybe even the closest and the most devoted Christian. Things begin to irritate, upset, maybe frustrate the life of a Christian. One of those things that I'm getting really, really sick and tired of is Satan and his bullying effects on the church and on the saints of God. We were praying this morning for some in the altar, and I shared with one. I said, you don't have to be the Satan's punching bag. You believe that tonight? I think so many times we take and we take and we take because we're taught to be humble, submissive, and obedient Christians, but that's to God, not to the enemy, and not to the wiles of the enemy, and not to the things that he comes against us. So I think it's time to stand in the power that the Lord has given us. If you have your Bible, go with us to the book of Matthew tonight to begin. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Lord here tonight. I know we're small in a group tonight, but you know, sometimes God chooses the small things, amen, and maybe he has a blessing and an anointing for us tonight. I could use one. How about you? Amen. In the book of St. Matthew, in the very first chapter, beginning with verse number 21, and no, it's not December, amen, but that's where I want to go tonight. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse number 21, when you get there, say, God is great. Yes, he is. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Sins. Now all this was done. Everybody say this was done. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you and we praise you. God, we need you as we've never needed you before. God, we're living in a day and an hour when there's trouble all around, when there's sickness and affliction, God, that's almost unfathomable. Each and every week we hear of severe cases of death, of affliction, heart attacks, situations arising, God. And Father, we need your healing, but we need your strength. We need your comfort. And we need your anointing. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you will feed us that word tonight, God, to make us stronger. God, to make us more resilient to the things that Satan comes against us. Help us to use that shield of faith and that armor, God, that you have equipped each and every one of us with. And Father, I pray tonight that you would give me the liberty. Pray, God, that you would anoint this lips, God, anoint this vessel to speak your word tonight, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. If you love him, give him one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated in the house tonight. You shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning that God with us, interpreted that it is God with us. Isaiah spoke of this some 700 years prior to the birth of Christ. It was a time when the children of Israel were in so bad need of a God that could bless them, anoint them, strengthen them, and keep them. And the prophet was trying in his very best way to prophesy to them, to gather around and seek God and get back to the statutes and the precepts of Almighty God. And he began to prophesy from the Spirit of God that God was going to be with his people. Now, God had been with his people for a number of years, ever since Abraham and all the way through Moses and the bringing out of the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage and the battles that were won. But the thing about it, when God was with them, it was either in the form of a pillar or a cloud or the Spirit of God entering into the tabernacle, and they could feel it, but they could not ingest it. They could not experience the Spirit of God within them. And you know how things went through all of these years, and I did not realize that it had been, in fact, 700 years before the prophecy came true. But Jesus was born, and he was to be called Emmanuel, meaning that God is with us. And that was the sacrificial lamb, if you will, that God ordained to be to carry the cross up Calvary's hill, and with that cross, the sins of a world, if we would repent and ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of our lives. But I begin to think about today and today's church and today's people, and how that we have an opportunity to show forth the power of God that is within us. We believe in prayer. Amen. We believe in miracles. Amen. We believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Amen. We believe that with his blood, amen, washes away our sins, and we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. But do we also believe that he has instilled us and given us power after that the Holy Ghost has become upon us, that we have power, amen, to fight against the Satan or the satanic things that are in this world and the wiles of the devil? Now, are we using it to its greatest extent? I would say no, that we're not. I would say no on an individual basis. I would say no as a group. I would say no as a church world today. Now let me tell you what is happening, and thank God that it is happening. Revival is breaking out. And the little congregation says, well, where? Where people are hungry. Where people want a move of God. Where people are not satisfied with the status quo in the religious or the denominational world today. There are people that's wanting a mightier move of God. And let me tell you, those of us who have experienced the power of God, those of us who have received his Holy Ghost, amen, I believe for over the years we have begun to take that for granted and not really realize what a blessing it is to have God with us, to be able to call on Emmanuel, be able to walk with God, to have God walk with us, to hold our hand in every situation, in the good times, amen, in the bad times, when we're sick, when we're facing a doctor, when we're facing financial crisis, when we're watching the 6 o'clock news, rather than getting upset, said, Jesus, hold my hand through all of this adversity, through all of the affliction, through everything that we face, Lord, don't let go of my hand. And he won't let go. Many times it is us that lets go of his hand. As I said, Daddy, there was times I wanted Daddy to hold my hand, but there was times I didn't want him to hold my hand. Let me be free. Let me go. Let me look. Let me walk to the edge of the cliff and look down, and Mother screaming, Charles, hold his hand. Hold his hand. Why? Because she saw an opportunity for danger. She saw that maybe one slip and I would fall. Sometimes we don't realize it. Sometimes we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't even know what the next moment holds. But as long as I hold his hand, as long as God is with us, turn to your neighbor tonight and say, God is with us. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you got faith. Say it like you got confidence. Say it like it doesn't matter what I face tomorrow. God is with us. It doesn't matter what the future brings. It doesn't matter what the 6 o'clock news says. God is with us. I will not fear what becomes in this world, because my God is with me every day of my life. When I go to bed at night, he's there. When I'm up in the morning, he is there. I'm so thankful that we have a God that that doesn't just visit us on Sunday, but He walks with us each and every day of our life. Amen. In the book of St. John, in the beginning, we read that. In the beginning, before there was anything, what that's referring to. It's not the beginning of the book of Matthew. It's not beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ. It's not the beginning of what the disciples in the four Gospels begin to write. But here in Matthew, he records, in the very beginning, before there was Abraham, before there was Moses, before there were the prophets, before there was the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, in the very beginning was the Word. What's so important about the Word? Because the Word was with God. God didn't put all this together after He created heaven and earth. In the very beginning, before there was anything known as earth, God knew you. God knew me. He knew I would fall. He knew I would fail. He knew I'd be weak. He knew I would be carnal. But praise God, Brother Chris, He made a plan. He made it way for me to have Emmanuel. He made it possible for me to have God within me. And that Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, everybody say all things, were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. I have underlined those two words, without Him, and I have put them in quotation marks, to remind me that without Him, I am nothing. Without Him, I am doomed. Without Him, no matter how much worldly acclaim or success that I get in this world, I am lost. To remind me, Brother Jim, that without Him, I am nothing but a chunk of flesh, a chunk of the dust of this earth, and I was nothing until He breathed the breath of life within me. But I'm also reminded that with Him, all things are possible. With Him, I can make it. With Him, there is nothing out there that we can face alone. There is nothing out there that's going to be overcoming in our spirit as long as God is with us. Thank God that we have that ability to have the Lord with us. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Meaning that humanity didn't even realize it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. Turn to your neighbor and say, he was not that light. Moses was not that light. Abraham was a friend of God. He was not that light. David, a man after God's own heart, he was not that light. Isaiah, a wonderful prophet. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Joel, all of those, they were wonderful men of God, instruments of God. But Brother Chris, they were not that light. That light to be known as Emmanuel, the great I am, the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Why would they say the beginning and the end? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the light shined, and they didn't comprehend it. And they said, in verse 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of Him, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, the house of Israel. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. How many is thankful you've been born again? How many is thankful you had the opportunity to be born again? How many is thankful, amen, that Jesus loved us so much that he allowed us to have a second birth? Nicodemus said, how is that possible? Can I go into my mother's womb? No, that's not the second birth he was talking about. He was talking about being born, burying that carnal man and letting that spiritual man arise. Amen. Thank God for that. And in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full, everybody say full, of grace and truth. How is that possible? Because God sent his Son, born of a virgin birth, lived 33 and a half years, I think, on this earth, experienced the same things that you and I experienced. Born of a carpenter's son. I've often thought, I know he was Jesus, but if he picked up the hammer when he was a little kid and he was helping his daddy and he hit his thumb, how many knows it hurt? He was God and man, but his flesh hurt. I think sometimes people don't really understand or realize or even think that because he was God and man, that the pain that he bore on the cross of the Calvary, or the stripes that he took, because he was God and man, he was able not to. No, he felt it. He had to feel it. He had to be that part of humanity, amen, to feel, to have enough grace and love for us to realize what we're going through. So when we say, God, you don't understand, yes, he does. When you say, God, you don't know the pain I'm feeling, yes, he does. When you say, God, you don't know the tears I've shed, yes, he does. He knows everything because he took on the robe of flesh. He didn't have to. He was sinless. He didn't have to because there was no guile found in his mouth. Why did he do that? So he could live within us. Couldn't make it without him. Jesus, hold my hand. Hold my hand when I don't want you to. Hold my hand. Lord, when things are good, hold my hand. When things are bad, hold my hand and let me never, ever be alone. And the reason we're never, ever going to be alone is because God is with us. But as I said at the very beginning when I stood here, I'm frustrated. I don't like bullying. Never liked it in school. It was very disturbing. I know some of it happened on the playground. Some of it is happening today. And, you know, teachers, administrators, they couldn't be everywhere all the time. And sometimes in my generation, you just kept it quiet. You didn't say anything. You just kind of handled it on the playground. But as I was thinking about the bullying, and I was thinking about one particular little boy, I'm not sure. It's been so long ago in my memory, but I'm not sure what the issue was that caused a group of boys to bully him at every recess. They would gang around him and they'd start with mocking and laughing, and then it would be shoving, and if he resisted in any way, then it would be, you know, they would probably try to physically hurt him. But most of the times he would just shy away. And I remember this one particular recess where they were doing this, and they started it again, and you know, and these were the bigger boys that were in higher grades, and they kept, and the boy would retreat. He would retreat, and he would retreat, and there was this little cubby hole that where the building was kind of an inset, and basically what it was, they had backed him into there, and there was no escape. And his back was against the wall. I can see it now. He had gone as far as he could go. There was nowhere else to retreat. Oh, and they were just, you know, pushing him and shoving him and calling all kinds of names. And you saw his whole demeanor change. He was not bigger than any of them out there. But he'd had enough. Tired of it. He put all of his cares behind him. and he came out swinging. He took the offensive rather than defending him or going in defensive mode. He had a rage about him. I remember a transformation, if you would. Both hands clenched, swinging, kicking, hollering. And you talk about the Red Sea parting for Moses. It parted for him that day. Because the bullying found out that you can only push somebody so far. They're going to fight back. Church, without being physical, we need to fight back. Come on, we need to come against Satan with a greater power, and we have a greater power than what Satan has. Can you say amen? Greater is he that is within me than he that comes against me. And I think it's time that the church said, you know what? I'm not taking that anymore. I'm not going to listen to that anymore. I'm not going to put up with that anymore. Satan, I know where that's coming from. I know, Lord, that Satan is trying his very best to disturb me, to confuse me, to frustrate me, to put a fear in my heart, a fear of sickness, a fear of dying, a fear of this or a fear of that. But you know what? We got to say, you know what? I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I told the lady this morning, if you rebuke him in Eddie's name, it'll do you no good. If you rebuke him in First Pentecostal Church, he'll just laugh at you. But that name that is above all names, we need to learn to say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me. Get out of my way. You know, there's a saying, not today, Satan. Well, that may work because, you know, he came to Jesus three different times. And then when he left him, he only left him for a season. But you know, we need to say, not only not today, Satan, not tomorrow, not next week, not ever again. Get out of my face. Get out of my life. Get your hands off my family. Get your hands off my children. I rebuke you. I don't have to take this. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And if you really want to upset him, just start saying, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Let it roll off your tongue. Emmanuel. God is with us. You don't have to tell Satan what that means. Brother Chris, he knows. He knows. Just as fearful as he is as the name of Jesus, when you say Emmanuel, that's reminding him that you know that God is with me. God is with me everywhere I go, every day, every night I go to sleep, every morning I wake up. God is with me when I go to my job, when I go to work, when I go, whatever I go, that God is with us. And we need to be reminded that God is with us through every situation. He doesn't take a day off when we have problems. In fact, that's when you'll find that relationship even stronger. In fact, Daddy, every once in a while, not only would he hold my hand, but he would squeeze it. I don't know about you, but that meant, whoa. I mean, stop. He'd squeeze that hand, you know. He'd take that hand sometimes and kind of keep you from going too far, but if he squeezed it, that meant you just stand still and wait. Sometimes, even though Jesus is holding our hands, when he squeezes it, that means stop. Stop. Wait on the Lord. Something's about to happen and you need his help. You need his guidance. Emmanuel, remind us, remind each other that God is with us. Say that with me tonight. God is with us through every adversity, through every pain, through every situation, through every sickness, every affliction, every woe that we face. God is with us. Amen. Do you love the Lord tonight? Amen. You can't help but love Jesus. Amen. I just wanted to remind us that the Lord is with us through every situation, because I know down deep in our heart we probably realize that, but I think we don't sometimes take advantage of the power that is within us. Amen. To use that power and to use it against the wiles of the devil. Satan, he's using some of the same old tricks he's always used. And we need to understand. We need discernment. We need discernment. And that comes from a relationship with the Lord and wisdom and knowledge and the Word of God to know what is evil. Because sometimes evil in our sight looks good to humanity. But discern it. Not good, if it's not beneficial, just leave it alone. Amen. Because
You know, Satan never shows you the back side of the billboard. He always shows you the good side. He doesn't show you what happens on the back end. But as long as God is with us, Jesus, hold my hand. Would you stand tonight? Hallelujah. If you need the Lord tonight in any way, if you need healing, if you need strength, if you need encouragement, if you just need your spirit lifted, this altar's open. If you just need a refreshing of the Holy Ghost, this altar is open. If you just want to feel the presence of God in a strong way, this altar is open. With every head bowed and every eye closed, is there one tonight that needs something from the Lord? I will assure you the faith of this church tonight will rally around you and the power of God will open doors for you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful and a great evening. Appreciate you from the depths of my heart. Remind yourself this week on several occasions, you know what? God is with me every day of my life. Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Love you all.
Hallelujah. Just praise His holy name. Just praise God. Hallelujah. Love each and every one of you. What a wonderful day we've had in the Lord. You know, as Brother Eddie said, continue with us each and every day. It's not just when we're in this house, but we're part of His family. All hearts and minds clear. This altar is open if anyone needs prayer. Let's remember all those that are sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us, and those families that have lost loved ones. I want to lift them each and every one up to the Lord. With this prayer, then we're going to be dismissed. I want to invite everybody back Wednesday night. Don't forget about Wednesday night service. And also, we're going to start, I want to keep reminding about Sunday school. Love to have each and every one of you in Sunday school. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, thank you for your word, dear Lord. We thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and feast on your word. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Lord, bring us back at the appointed time. But dear Lord, strengthen and guide us. Lord, may we go, dear Lord, in your name, dear Lord. May we walk in the footsteps that you would have us to walk. Lord, may we be that vessel that your light can shine through. Lord, we love you and we praise you. Lord, again, for each and every prayer request, we thank you for hearing our cries. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Strengthen those that are in need, dear Lord. We're praying for those that are lost. Dear Lord, may they find an altar of repentance. Lord, may they hear your word and the faith that they'll have in you, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Be careful going home. See y'all Wednesday.